Welcome to the Dan Decker Books Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Decker. This podcast is dedicated to providing my books in full, unabridged audio format. Look for new episodes every Tuesday. Now, on with the show. Black Brick by Dan Decker.
Welcome back to the Dan Decker Books Podcast. We are continuing this week to read Black Brick. Last week, we read, "Our organization was a big enough secret that Beltran would sometimes say the president did not know about it. I would not expect Chris to be any different. It was starting to look as though my instincts were good. Something was off about her. She had been a little too desperate, and a normal woman wouldn't have followed me from the club, particularly after I had assaulted somebody. I should have thought of that sooner. I thought back to Shannon's warning that Chris was out of my league. The signs had been there, but I had been too dense to put them together. I know who you are, Jake Ramsey." I was taken aback. It had been a long time since somebody had called me by my full given name. To her, I was supposed to be Sam Cheever. "I know what happened to you as a boy," she said. "The murder of your father and the kidnapping of your mother. What you don't know is that you were kidnapped that day as well." "Kidnapped?" I sputtered. "Both of my parents were dead. What was this nonsense? I don't know how she learned my name, but at the moment I did not care. I would run if I were you. I have an angry man on my tail." I turned away from her. "I've been looking for you for a long time," she called out. "You don't know what you've got yourself into. I am the only one who can help you. Take care of yourself, Chris." I did not look back. 18. Cherry let me into their hotel room a short time later. It was cramped for three people, but the windows were facing the direction we needed. It smelled of cigarettes, and the bedspread had to have been 20 years old. There was a television, but it looked like one of the first ones ever made. The walls had probably been white once upon a time, but were now burying shades of yellow and covered in grime. Tom was sitting at a small table and monitoring the video cameras we had set up earlier. The bed was covered with guns, computers, and cameras. Cherry had rings underneath her eyes, but she greeted me with a tight smile. Shannon's kidnapping had been hard on her for multiple reasons, not the least of which was Martinez. Beltran was cracking the whip, and everybody was running on less sleep. "Did it work?" I asked, glad to have the hotel door shut behind me. I had been looking over my shoulder since the club. Cole Gurley was part of the 15th Street gang, which was known for its creative brutality. It wasn't uncommon for them to mutilate their victims. We did not know for certain that they were connected with Martinez, but the security camera video from that night had shown Gurley and a few others entering the headquarters a few minutes before Martinez and Payne. In addition to keeping an eye on this place, there was a bookstore in a mall several blocks from here that had a connection to the gang. We did not know what the connection was, but members of the gang frequented the place. Beltran had set up surveillance over there as well. My actions at the club were intended to flush Gurley out. I was hoping to either prove that he was working with Martinez or that he was unrelated. "Yep," Cherry said. "The bug picked up Gurley calling Martinez, and he's on his way back to their lair now. Any hiccups?" "Yep," Cherry said. "The bug picked up Gurley calling Martinez, and he's on his way back to their lair now. Any hiccups?" "None." I did not tell her about Chris and the problem she posed. I knew that my contact with her was something that Beltran would expect me to report, but I did not think that Chris would cause me any trouble. My guess was that she was trying to recruit me, for what I did not know. For all I knew, she could be working for Martinez. I would have to be more careful with her in the future. I picked up a pair of binoculars and went to the window. The apartment building was run down. There were some broken windows, and it was covered in graffiti. It was an ideal place for an outfit like the 15th Street Gang to set up shop. Was Shannon in there? I shuddered when I thought about what Martinez might be doing to her. I should have called Martinez out when he'd broken that man's knee or done something about it myself. I would not make that mistake again. It had taken me months to work up the courage to make my move on Shannon. When I finally did, she had laughed and said, "I thought that's where you were going with this." She had then taken me into her arms and kissed me. My thoughts were interrupted by a knock at the door, and I pulled out my pistol. "Settle down," Tom snickered. "It's just room service." "You should get some sleep," Cherry said. "When we find Shannon, we can't have you pulling the trigger and killing the wrong people." After I had eaten, I cleared a big enough space on the bed for me to lie down. I settled in and tried to sleep, while trying to not think about the last time the bedspread had been washed. My heart was beating too fast for rest. Every time I closed my eyes, I would see Martinez torturing Shannon. We were so close. I awoke with a start when I heard a gun cocking. Cherry was holstering a pistol, and I smelled gun cleaner. It was a nervous habit of hers to be overprepared. Even though she'd probably cleaned and oiled her pistol several times earlier today, she had just cleaned it again. I looked at my watch and was surprised to see that it was 7 a.m. I had slept for longer than I'd thought. "We've identified other men from the gang," she said when she noticed that I was awake. "Anything unusual?" I asked. Cherry shook her head. "By the way, Black Brick was able to dig up more information on Cole Gurley. He is the type that does not forgive easily. A girlfriend crossed him several years back. She was later found with an ear cut off and a large flap of skin missing from her arm. Even after all that, the poor woman refused to testify against him. Do yourself a favor and look over your shoulder, okay?" I grunted. "Gurley is moving with 2 women, Tom said. "One blonde, the other brunette. He's herding them to a van." "Can you make out the faces?" I asked, getting out of bed and moving to the window. "No, but do you want to take the chance that that's not them?" "This is a trap," Cherry said. "It's foolish to be moving them like this. They have got to know we're tailing Gurley." "Agreed," I said. "We'll have to be more careful than normal." Cherry raised an eyebrow. "That's funny coming from Mr. Slash and Burn himself. I know about you and Shannon. You're in no position to make this call." "What's to know?" I gave Cherry a toothy smile. She was guessing. Shannon wasn't the girl talk type. "You two hooked up." "Don't let our cover go to your head," I said. "We take risks. That's what we do. We took a risk rescuing you from pain. Shannon led the charge, and I ended up getting shot." Cherry looked ashamed. It was low of me to remind her of that, but I did not regret it. I did not have time to waste. The longer Shannon was with Martinez, the closer she came to death. "Come if you want," I said, heading to the door.
That's it for this week. I hope you have enjoyed the show. Tune in next week for another installment of the Dan Decker Books Podcast. One last thing before you go. Sign up for my newsletter at dandeckerbooks.com, and you will receive a free ebook. The text, audio, and music for this show are all copyrighted by Dan Decker. All rights reserved. This podcast is published by Xander Revolutions LC.